The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Ekev. Not far from the beginning of the Parsha, Posuk Zayin. Dvorim Zayin, Posuk Zayin. No, excuse me, Dvorim Ches, Posuk Zayin. Ki Hashem Elokecha mevi'acha el eretz tova. Excuse me, I think there's an echo. There's an echo that's coming back. Ki Hashem Elokecha mevi'acha el eretz tova. Eretz nach limoim, ayenei susemesh eitzim babiko vahor. Kodesh Baruch will bring you to a good land, a land of rivers and of springs which come from the depths, the valleys and the mountains. Eretz chito se'ora, gefen us'eina v'rimayn, a land of wheat and barley, of the grapes, of the figs and the pomegranates. Eretz zeishem u'dvosh, a land of the oil of the olive and the honey. This refers to the honey of the dates. Eretz asher lei b'miskeinu stechel bo lechem b'leisechsa kol bo. A land which you will not have to agonize and work very hard for your bread, and it shall lack nothing. Eretz asher avoneho barzel u'meharureho tachtev nechoshes. A land which from its stone and rocks you shall take out iron, and from its mountains you should hew out copper and brass. Yechalta v'savoto, and you shall eat and be satisfied. Uberachtas Hashem alakecho ala oretz hativo asher nosan loch, and you should be mevorech, bless Hashem alakecho, your Lord, on the land, on the good land which was given to you. From here, this last posuk, v'chalta v'savoto, you shall eat and be satisfied, u'v'erachtas Hashem alakecho, and you shall bless Hashem alakecho. From here, the Chazal learned the obligation of birchas hamazon, that when one eats, he has to bench. L'boruch ha'odem al mezenei, one has to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu after he sustains himself. This is a mitzvah essay, mihatorah, positive commandment from the Torah, like the Gemara in Brochus brings and daf mem ches amad beis, and so does the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchus Brochus. And this is almost the only mitzvah mihatorah when it comes to Brochus. Huge majority, almost Ruvah Kekulan, of all of the brachas, have a din of only Midrabonan. By the sages, Midrabonan. This one is Midraiso. The fact is, the sages learned from this bracha to enact other Birchas Hananim, other brachas, when we take pleasure in this world. And the quote, the Maral, Zichlein Avrocha, and is Nesiva HaAveda, Reish, Perek Yud Ches. This is the Iker Mikola Brochus. This is the most important of all of the brochus. Now to explain this, why should Birchas HaMozen be the only brocha min HaTorah? Why should it be the Iker, the most important of all of the brochus? First we have to understand Chashivas HaMozen, the basic, the importance of basic physical sustenance. In the world that we live today, and maybe it was always like that, when it comes to simple physical sustenance, this does not get too much importance for a number of reasons. You have people who place all of their emphasis, or most of their emphasis, on the physical world. So they're interested in great physical feats. For example, they're interested in great wealth or great luxury. So a piece of bread is not going to excite them too much. Or they're interested in high tech of the physical world. Computer chips, laser beams, rockets to Mars. These are things that will excite them. So when it comes to sit down to a meal, this is not very important. Fact is, there was one nutritionist that said, today the kitchen table and the dining room table where we eat, this serves the same purpose and the same importance as a petrol station. It's a quick stop to fill up and then to get on with life. Then you have those who they give much importance to gvura, to strength. So what is Choshev Be'eneihem? What is important to them? Military might. So what occupies their interest is supersonic airplanes, nuclear-powered submarines, and so forth. Weapons of mass destruction. Then you have those who their emphasis in life is on chokhma, wisdom. So they give a lot of emphasis to philosophy, to the arts, to music, to other such studies. And even from the Baalei Torah, even from, this is in the secular world, but even in the so-called Torah world, who their emphasis is on chokhma, the wisdom of the Torah, mitzvahs. So what is important? What's important to them are the so-called great madregas, great levels in Torah. Not the simple levels. Eating is a simple level, anybody can do that. The great levels when it comes to mitzvahs, when it comes to brachas, would be a bracha on the mitzvah of Shefa, a bracha on the mitzvah of Lulav, a bracha on the mitzvah of Sukkah. Although there's an irony, because those brachas are only midrabbonim, and the bracha of the benching is minatera. But still, this is what they seek. This is what they yearn for. Always greater madrigas, greater levels. But not the simple level of eating a meal. So it seems that when it comes to eating, this is a stepchild in the life of a person. Especially in the life of a person that is his life is more than just eating. Occupies himself with important things, and he's got a lot to do. And a proof of this is that if you look at the farmer, where would he rank in society as far as importance? You have the doctor, you have the chemist, you have the engineer, you have the computer expert. But the farmer, you know, he does something which is necessary, but not necessarily something that should place him very high up on the ladder of importance in the world. Therefore, one can ask, so why is Birchas HaMazon mentioned so important? The truth of the matter is, it's an hapechu. The Gemara, the Chazal tell us, and we learn this from the Torah, that it's just the opposite. If actually, if we wanted to rank the farmer where he should be, he would be on the top of the ladder, not at the bottom. He's doing what is most important. And a few of sources we have for this, if you look in Parshas Vayetze, Perechov Ches, Posuchov. Yaakov said, Vayida Yaakov Nedelemor. Yaakov took an oath. This is when he slept that night in Beis El. He was running from Esav. Im yeh elokim imodi, if Hashem will be with me, ushmarani baderech hazer asher anechi holech, and he will guard me in this way in which I am going. V'nosan li lechem leachol uvegel ilbash, and he will give me bread to eat. When the Torah says bread, it doesn't necessarily mean bread alone. This is a Shema Kolel. This is an all-encompassing name of mozen, food. He will give me bread to eat, uvegel ilbash, and a garment to wear. So here Yaakov is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is he asking for? First thing he asks him, what is lechem leachol? Bread to eat. In our parsha, a little further, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Ches, it states, Ose Mishpat Yosem Ve'almono, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks over the judgment of the orphan and the widow, the Ahiv Ger, and he loves the convert, Loses Leilechem Besimlo, to give him bread and clothing. So one might think, if you love the convert, you can do more for him. Why are you only giving him bread? Rashi says, Dovr Choshevuze, this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he'll give the convert bread is very, very important. Shekol Atzmei Shel Yaakov Avinu Al Zeh Yispalel. Because when Yaakov asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, this is what he asked for. And then Rashi quotes the pasuk that we just said, Menosan Li Lechem Lechel O Beged Ilbash. So when Yaakov asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, he asked him for lechem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he loves the ger, and therefore he will give him lechem. The Gemara in Masechet Psochim, Kuf Yud Ches Aleph, the Gemara says, Koshim Zeinaisav Shel Odom Yesem Min HaGeula. When it comes to the mosaic of the person, this is a more difficult miracle than even Geula, than even Hatzolah, to save him from Hatzolah. Why do we say this? So the Gemara quotes a posuk in Parshas Vayechi. That's in Bereishis Memches, posuk Tezrayim. There it states as follows. Yaakov, it's actually posuk Tes Vav and Tes Zayin. Firstly, Tes Zayin. Yaakov was blessing Yosef. And he said, HaMalach HaGoyel HaYisimi Kol Ro. Actually, he was blessing Yosef, he was blessing his children, Ephraim and Manasseh. HaMalach HaGoyel HaYisimi Kol Ro, the angel which has saved me from all evil, Yivoreches HaNaorim, he shall bless these lads. Now notice he said HaMaloch, the angel which has saved me. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to save someone from a tzorah, he sends one of his angels. In the pasuk before, it states, Vayivoreches Yosef Vayomar Elokim Elokim Asher Yisalchu Aveisai Lefonav Avram VeYitzchok, Elokim Hareya Esi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Raya is a word of shepherd me, that shepherd me me'edi ad hayem hazeh, shepherd me from my youth until today. What does it mean, shepherd? The Targum says, Dizan Yasi, that was mefanis me. So when it came to Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me from my tzoros, sent an angel. When it came to Bizon, to be mefanis me, doesn't say an angel, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from here the Gemara brings two things. Firstly, we see that the level of Parnosa is greater than the level of Geula. Because when it comes to Geula, he sends an angel. When it comes to Mezenes, to Parnosa, Kodesh Baruch himself. Second, we see something else. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take care of Parnosa himself, that means he cannot do it with an angel. Because what he'll do with what he can do with an angel, he'll do with a shliach, with an angel. That means that he himself has to take care of it. And an angel cannot take care of it. So from here we see that Parnosa, Mezenes, firstly is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Secondly, it's lamala min hamalachi. It's higher than that of an angel. And an angel cannot do it. The source is not by the angel. The Manal actually says the time is because the angel himself needs parnosa. Whatever parnosa, whatever sustenance an angel has, he himself needs it. So how can that be the source of sustenance? But at any rate, this is what we see from there. The Gemara mentions another thing in that sugya. When it comes to the miracle of sustaining people with physical sustenance, that is not only equal, but that's greater than the splitting of the Red Sea, that miracle. So from all of this, and the Maral uses this lotion, we see that Mikan Shehu Al Hakol, the highest level of act that the Almighty does in this world is that of Parnosa Shel Bnei Adam. And we see that it comes from the very, very highest source. And this is what the Gemara brings in the beginning of Masechta Tainus. Gimel Mavtechos, Mavtechos, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meisel Lishum Malach. There are three keys which HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps for himself and he doesn't give even to any angel. Chayo, Chayo is the opening of the womb. Geshem, the rains, and Tchias HaMeisim, the reliving of the dead. The Gemara says, what about Parnosa? Or it says, Parnosa Bechlal Geshem. Parnosa is inclusive in the rains. These three. What do these three have in common? These three all have in common because they are all the creation of life. The opening of the womb is the creation of new life. Geshem Parnosa, this is the creation of life. Without it, a person couldn't live. Tchias HaMeisim is the creation of life. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create life. No person and no angel. It's because of this the Maral writes that in the Nusach of the Benchim we say Bahavur Shmei HaGodol Kihu Kelzon Umafanes Lakol. We say Bavur Shmei HaGodol. What does it mean, Shmo HaGodol? Because of his great name. Why don't we just say Bavur Shmei? Because Parnosa is coming right from his great name. It's coming from no place else. And that is the source of the Parnosa Shel Bnei Adam. And what is the reason for this? Why must Parnosa come right from his great name? He says, like we just indicated from the Gemara in Tainus, because it's equal to the Bria Sa'olam, to the creation of the world. The creation of the world and the sustenance of the world is Echoti. The creation of the physical world and the sustenance of the physical world is one. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, if he didn't sustain it, then his creation would have come to an end immediately. So he could only create a world together with sustaining it. And just like creation of the world could come only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, intertwined with that was the sustaining of that world. And therefore it comes Mimokor Elyon, from the highest source. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it states he created it Bishmei HaGodol, was his great name. The Pasuk, it says B'yem Aseis Hashem Elokim Eretz U'Shamayim, on the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it uses his great name Hashem Elokim Eretz U'Shamayim, so therefore he sustains the world also with his great name. The Mara brings in Sochim, Sugim Sochim, we have what is known as Halal and Halal HaGodol. Halal is what we say on Yontif, and we say Rish Chedesh. Everybody is familiar with Halal. But what is Halal HaGodol? Halal HaGodol we say every Shabbos. That's the Ki Le'olam Chastoi. Hodol Hashem Ki Tov Ki Le'olam Chastoi. And why is that called Halal HaGodol? The Gemara explains because there are 26 Ki Le'olam Chastois there, David wrote. And 26 is the number of Hashem's full name. The Yud in the Hay and the Vav in the Hay. The numerical value is 26. And David HaMelech was giving 26 shvachas, 26 praises, and he was going through the Shem HaGodol, his full name, and therefore it's called Halal HaGodol. Now it starts at one level, continues at a second, a third, and a fourth, until it reaches the final level. What is the final level? The final level is Nesein Lechem Lechol Bosor Ki Le'olam Chastoi. He gives bread to all flesh Ki Le'olam Chastoi. After that is Hodul Hashem Ki Tov. There's Hodul Lekel Hashemayim Ki Le'olam Chastoi. But from the Gemara, that's inclusive. That goes also on that final level, which is the Pardos L'Bnei Odom, and it includes the whole gamut. So we see that when we give shvaches, when we give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his gvura, his strength, and his chesed is endless, ki la'alam chastoi. And we start from the bottom and go up on the top. What do we reach? We reach the kitchen table, the dining room table, what everybody looks at as a petrol station, piece of bread. People want to grow in Madrega. That's where. And it's an irony, because people who achieve in this world are always busy. If you're not busy, you're not going to achieve. And people who are busy really never have time to sit down properly, to eat properly. And certainly when they're finished eating, they never have time really to bench. So they do it 1, 2, 3. Yet this is the highest level of the Ki Le'olam Chastoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem HaGodol. Now we'll explain a little further. Why? Why is this such a great level? All right, we explained it's part of the creation. But still, if we give a little thought, the answer is as follows. This is a miracle which is all-inclusive to all life. It's not like Geula, where we need a Hatzolah, we have a problem and we need a solution, and we have a Tzora, and we have to get out of it, which comes up from time to time. It's not even a Kriyas Yamsuf, which can come up, splitting of the sea, which can come up once in a century. It's not the common needs of a person, which he needs periodically. And even those things that he needs every day, or every week, they're also not. This is something which a person needs all of the time. All of the time he needs sustenance. All his life, there are no exceptions to it. The body must have what it needs. The body must have its nutrition. And if not, there's going to be problems. All of the time. And then, this is not something which is peculiar or miyuchid for Bnei Adam, for people. Or this is not something which is specific for one nation. This goes across the board. All of mankind, with no exceptions, needs mizene, his sustenance. Then we'll go further. This is not a need for all of mankind. This is a need for all of life. And it's not a need of a certain species, like behemoths, farm animals. It's not a need of wild animals. It's not a need of only birds. It's not a need of just sea life. It's not a need of the shorotzim that live on the land or live in the sea. It's not miyuchad. But they all need their sustenance, and they all need it all of the time. And we'll go further. It's not only a need of everything that lives, but even the plants, the vegetation, the trees, all need their sustenance. So in other words, this is makif. This encompasses every living creature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Must all have their sustenance. They must all have it in the proper time. And they must have it all of their time. And then we go one step even further. If you could take, mass produce, billion tons of whatever it might be, grain, and throw it in front of everyone, that would be one thing. But they all need different sustenance. What a tree needs, a flower doesn't need. And what a flower needs, the fish doesn't need. And what this fish needs, another fish doesn't need. And so on and so on, until it's endless. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to create the mozon haroi lehem, for each one, the sustenance which is perfect for him. So this is a miracle which encompasses all of creation, the entire life. This is why we say in the Benshin, Hazon es olam kulei. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu who sustains the entire world. Hunei sein lechem lechol bosor. He gives lechem to all living flesh. Umefarneis lachol. He sustains everything. Umechin mozein lechol b'yosav asher boro. Mechin means he prepares. He prepares individually the sustenance for all of his creatures which he created. Umefanes osonu tomid. And when does he do this? Not once in a yovel, and not once in a shemitah, and not once in a shonah. All of the time that we need it, b'chol yom, every day, b'chol eis, ubechol sha'or. Could a great king do that? Not one billionth of a billionth could a king do. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And he does it all of the time. From here is a blatant testimony to the stupidity of the Kofrim and the evolutionists. It's a blatant testimony to the stupidity. If they had a dozen white rats in a cage in their laboratories, and each one needed a special diet, they'd have their hands full. They'd have all their test tubes out and all their experiments trying to keep the rats alive. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this b'chol eis or b'chol yem or b'chol sha'ah to billions upon billions of creations in the world. How many fish are in the sea? And they're trying to tell us what a 3-year-old couldn't be convinced with, that this is all happening by itself and each one needs a different type of sustenance. And then even more, this is mitzad gvurosai, this is mitzad his strength, but we have his chesed also, because he could have just given us mezainis and finished. But everything is specially packaged for each one. He prepares, mechin mazon lechol b'yosef. He carefully prepares the mazon, the food that each individual needs, each individual species needs. And that food is full of miracles. Today they're finding out that an apple or a tomato or a green pepper is a whole factory full of miracles. This is mainstream medicine today. That you have in an apple or you have in tomatoes or you have in vegetables nutrients that gives the body protection against cancer and heart disease and who knows what else. And you don't have to go into the high-tech laboratories. Something that could cost you 50 cents instead of 50,000 rand or 50 million rand. And this is today mainstream medicine. It's not alternative medicine. So each particle that he prepares is full of his gvura, is full of his miracles, but it's full of his chesed. Because each one he packages in a beautiful package and with a beautiful taste. The horse and the dog, watch them eat and you'll see they're enjoying their meals as much as we're enjoying our meals. Each one he puts the taste in it, the arevis, so they will enjoy it. And he packages it with beautiful colors. So therefore, in the benching we say, Al Chasdei Agodl, we mentioned many times. Bituvai, Hazon Es Olam, Bituvai, Bechein Ubechesed Varachamim. Unesein lechem lechol basor ki leolam chastoi, because his chesed is endless. Uvetuvei hagadol, with his great goodness. Now, so it comes out that we actually are not only witnessing, but we are part of a miracle, and not only a miracle, but the greatest of all miracles. Every time at the dinner table, every day, many times a day. Take a glass of water. And we have to, and this miracle cannot come from a malach, can't come from an angel, can't come from a king of a boss of a dom, of flesh and blood, it can't come from anyone. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a manifestation of his gvura, of his unending strength, and his chesed, his unending goodness and kindliness. Therefore, we're obligated to recognize this, and to be mavorech, and to bless him and thank him on this. You can't thank someone and you can't bless someone unless you recognize what he's doing for you. So this is the Birchas Hamazon, the brachas min haTorah, that we have to be mavorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu al panoses b'nei odom. In order to prepare a person for this, to prepare him for the Suda, to prepare him to recognize this, what he's part of. Otherwise, it becomes habit, it becomes we're busy, rush to the table, rush away, and finished. So the Shlema Melech Ubezdino, the Chazal enacted many halachos to help us with this, and these are all called the halachos of the Shulchan, halachos of the table. The first one which was enacted was by Shlema Ubezdin, King Solomon and his Bezdin. And that was Mayim Rishenim. That we, before we go to the table to sit down and eat a meal, we must wash our hands in accordance to the halacha of the Tilu Shadayim. And they were Somchu Zeh Alakro. And they saw, they found a remes. They found direction from this, from a posuk. States vis kadishtem, sanctify yourself. So they learn from here, Sigmar and Brachas Nun Gimel Beis, vis kadishtem, zemaim rishenim. From here, this was a direction that they should be masake and they should enact the mitzvah of maim rishenim. Before you sit down to eat, you must sanctify yourself, sanctify your hands. Now what did this do? So the Maral explains as follows. When a person sits down to eat and he understands what's going on, so actually what he's doing, he's bringing both worlds together, the physical world and the spiritual world. The Olam HaElyon, Olam HaTachton, Olam HaElyon. Lower world and the upper world. Because he takes bread, he takes food, which is made from the physical world, but he doesn't only see physical in it. He sees the Dvar Hashem. He sees the powers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. He sees where it's coming from. It's bread which is coming from the lowest points of the physical world. It's coming from the earth, from the farm. But at the same time, it's coming from the highest points of the worlds, even higher than the malachim, than the angels. So what is he doing? He's bringing both worlds together in this piece of bread. And this is what the Pasuk says at the beginning of Parshas Ekev. Perakhes Pasuk Gimel. Ki lo al alechem levado yichya ha'odom. A person must know that he doesn't live only by bread. Ki I al kol meitzi fi Hashem yichya ha'odom. But he will live on the word of Hashem. Now the simple sense is that he can eat the bread. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a decree he should live. Reb Chaim Volozhiner learned Pshat, he learned the Pasuk differently. He says, no. He says, it doesn't mean that he eats the bread and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees he should live. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that he should live by eating the bread. We don't need any external decrees. He decreed that bread should keep him alive. But how did he do that? because he put his spiritual powers into the bread. He injected his spiritual powers together with the physical powers in the bread. Not from the physical powers of the bread alone man lives, but also from that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected into the bread from himself. He told the bread, you have the keach, you have the power to make people live. So therefore, if a person sees that, he's bringing both worlds together. If he doesn't see it, then what is he doing? He's destroying the spiritual source of that bread. He's destroying that spiritual power in that bread, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power in that bread. And as far as he's concerned, he's a kafir, he's an evolutionist. As far as he's concerned, it comes from the farm and finished. So what has he done now? He has broken the bond between the two worlds. He's done away with the Olam HaElyon, and he's left with the Olam HaTachtein. So therefore, Shlomo HaMelech Be'ez Dino said, before you go to the table, you have to sanctify yourself. You have to uplift yourself in order to know that there are two worlds. And everything in this world has a source in the world above. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us both worlds, and we have to bring both worlds together. So therefore, this is not just a biological experience. This is not just a physical experience. This is both a physical and a spiritual experience. So therefore, sanctify yourself before you go to the table. Vizkadishtem. Zemaim Rishenim. This was the Netila Shadayim. And then one further point. The Gemara brings in Sota, Dav Dalet Amud Beis, Kol Ha'echol Lechem Beli Netila Shadayim, whoever goes to a Suda, to a meal, and he eats without Netila Shadayim, Ki Lebo Hal Isha Zona. It's as if he's taken a harlot to himself. Now what does one thing have to do with the other? So with this the Maral explains very, very wonderfully. This is in Perek Tes Zayin in Nesiva Avoda. Because if a person comes to the meal and he's only pursuing the meal because of biological needs or because of physical desires, and he sees no spiritual world whatsoever on the dining room table. So this is kibehemadomi. It's like an animal. An animal also eats. What is so unique about the person that he eats? We explained all living creatures eat. The difference is they're pursuing it from a perspective of merely a biological need or desire. And if a man pursues it from that perspective, he's a behemoth, he's like an animal. The fact is he's worse. Because a behemoth was created that way. He wasn't given the neshama, the soul and the spirit, to know better, while man was. In fact, even more. David HaMelech wrote in Borchi Nafshi, Shehem Tzoakim La'echlom, that the behemoths, the lions, when they get up in the morning, they start to roar for their food. Who are they roaring to? David HaMelech said they're roaring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They instinctively know where the food is coming from. So a person who loses sight of that, he's got a behemoth. He's worse than a behemoth. And that's a person who eats b'lei netilah. That's a person who merely rushes to the table to get down into his stomach whatever he wants and then to rush away. So he limits himself to the physical, biological world. Mashenkin, but if he is Mekadosh himself, sanctifies himself, now he becomes the person, he himself encompasses both worlds, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him from the physical and the spiritual world, and now the bread that he eats also, which encompasses both worlds, he will bring together. The same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, that a man and a woman, first they have to sanctify themselves. This is the Chuppah and Kedushin. If there's Chuppah and Kedushin, there's sanctification, so then you bring both worlds together. But if there's not, it merely becomes a biological experience, or just experience of pursuing one's desires, his earthly desires. So then it becomes ishazena. Then it becomes what is known as a bias nus. It's taking a harlot. So that's why the Gemara says, kola echel belei netila shadayim. If he sits down and eats without netila shadayim, that means without bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the table. Ki ilo ba'al ishazona. Would be the same way is that if he takes a woman who's a harlot. So these are some very, very important principles when it comes to what we are commanded in this week's Sedra. That we should eat and be satisfied and bless Hashem Elokecho al oretz hateva asher nosan loch, on the good land which He has given to us.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.